الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد افلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا سهم في الاسلام لمن لا صلاة له صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders, we have been discussing Salat, various aspects that are related to Salat, how unique this ibadat is from all the other ibadats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us, how comprehensive this ibadat is, how simple and easy it is, how important and relevant it is for every mu'min and every mu'mina, and we had been discussing the virtues of Salat. We should understand at the outset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has iftaradtu ala ummatika khamsa salawatin. Five Salat are made obligatory and ordained upon us every day. So the virtues that are related or that are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also in the Quran Pak are related to these five daily Salat, a person who is regular and establishes this five daily Salat. Because it's become common practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, that namaz is taken as a casual act carried out by some people, Allah forgives, just on an Eid day, some people just on a Friday coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for others maybe just the Zuhar or Asr Salat, Fajr Salat is difficult, Isha Salat is difficult. Mentioned the hadith that it's difficult on the munafiqeen normally, the Fajr Salat and the Isha Salat, because there's some form of inconvenience here more than the other Salats, and the person feels difficult to come because of his nifaq and because of his hypocrisy. He is not committed to the Salat and does not come to Salat. Similarly, we find the state of some people when it is off day, a weekend, the public holiday, I will read my Salat, but when it is a busy working day, then I will not read my Salat. Salat is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is compulsory upon us five times a day. That is why when you look at the command of Salat in the Quran, then we find not only does Allah Ta'ala tell us to read Salat, but waqimu salah, establish the Salah. Establish the Salah means that how we establish our businesses and our practices, etc. Over so many years, this business is established now since certain year. Otherwise, the person is completely committed to all the demands of that business, completely committed, whether it means buying and selling, whether it means going overseas, whether it means the accounting aspect. Similarly, Salat must be established in our lives. All the aspects of Salat, whether it is the outer motions of Salat, standing, ruku, sujood, whether it is the inner feelings that of khushu, devotion and concentration in Salat, whether it is raining or whether it is hailing or whether people are busy in different engagements in the day, when the time comes for Salat, a person puts all his tools down and comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what establishing Salat means. Under all circumstances and in all situations, a person does not compromise on his Salat. He establishes his Salat. He safeguards his Salat. Similarly, we find the words on hafaza, man hafaza, who is regular and looks after and safeguards his Salat. Like we safeguard our properties, etc. Under no circumstances are we prepared not to look after our property or wealth or shop, etc. Similarly, here a person guards his Salat. He safeguards his Salat and he's regular upon his Salat. These are the words found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also in the words of the Quran. So we should try and establish the Salat in every day of our lives. In our lives, the lives of our wife and our children, etc. We should try and entrench this in the deep recesses of the heart, that there is no compromise when it comes to Salat. Whether it is a Sunday or a Monday, whether it's a busy day or a free day, whether we are on holiday or whether we are at home, when it comes to Salat, there's an order or injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's compulsory and mandatory upon us, and we should establish this at all times and all occasions of our life. Then these virtues, inshallah, we will become also, inshallah, recipients of this virtues through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were mentioning some virtues of Salat, of reading the Salat, comes in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many different ways and so many different ahadiths expounds to us and explains to us the virtue of the Salat. One place Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says it was autumn and the leaves were falling of the trees. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took hold of a branch and the leaves began to fall till they had completely fallen. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that innal abdal mu'mina liyusalli salata yuridu wajha Allah. When a Muslim servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads namaz, and the object of his namaz, again here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights, it's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show anybody, not to be enlisted in the list of his wife or children or the community that he was there for the salat. Yuridu wajha Allah. It is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously this intention should be in all our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that understanding and insight to correct our intentions at all times. That the person is carrying out salat, yuridu li wajha Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, his sins fall off. Like this leaves that fallen off from this branch, his sins fall off completely. In other words, all his sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by carrying out the salat. Yet in another place we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the same concept. Normally when the virtues are explained by means, by citing an example, then it becomes more clearer and more easier to understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some hadiths mentions words to the effect that tell me if there's a stream and a river running by the door of any one of you, and a person goes there and has a bath 5 times a day, is it possible for any dirt to remain on that person's body? Any person will tell you, obviously, if a person baths even once, there'll be less chances of dirt on his body. But if he takes a bath 5 times a day in that stream or in that river, then there's no chances absolutely for any dirt to remain on his body. وَقَذَارِكَ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the example of the 5 daily salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins of that person by carrying out the salat. Imagine a person baths 5 times a day, there can be no body, there can be no dirt left on his body. Similarly, a person who comes and carries out his salat, then there's no sins left on his body. Though a person, ulama mentioned this, what is meant here is the minor sins. Obviously, if a person has no minor sins after reading one salat, then what happens? All the other sins or his status is elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the salat, we also find a person makes tawbah and istighfar, which is the means of the forgiveness of his major sins as well. Like we heard the azan 5 times a day, Rasulullah tells us of another azan, another calling, maybe not an azan, but another calling, that at the time of every salat, there is a caller from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who addresses every one of us, Ya Bani Adam, قُومُوا فَأَطْفِئُوا مَا أَوْقَدْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That stand up, O son of Adam, and extinguish the fire that you have kindled through your sins. Through your sins you have kindled a fire, that is the fire of Jahannam. Now extinguish that fire. By standing up for salat, extinguish that fire. Mentioned the person stands up and reads his Zuhar namaz. All the sins that were there from the time of Fajr till Zuhar are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter this call is made at the time of Asr, and he responds at the time of Maghrib and Isha, and he responds, then all the sins that are there in between these periods are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet in another riwayat we find a person that makes wuzu and makes a perfect wuzu. These words also come to show to us that we should make proper preparations for salat, like we make preparations for our mundane activities in this world, dressing up, eating, etc., going, making proper arrangements for the thing that is suitable. We make proper suitable arrangements for the act that we are carrying out. So here for salat also, person that makes wuzu for asbagha and makes a perfect wuzu, a proper wuzu, then goes for salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins, and the sins that his feet has committed are forgiven. The sins that his hands have committed are forgiven. The sins that his eyes have committed are forgiven. The sins that his ears have committed are forgiven. The evil that was lurking in his heart, the sin of that is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person is completely forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for carrying out perfect wuzu and carrying out salat. Some riwayats we understand, just reading 2 rakats of salat solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the previous sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So apart from all the other virtues, we find another great virtue of salat is the person becomes cleansed from all the sins that he has committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him from all these sins. Together with that, we find that there's guarantee from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself for the person that reads his salat. Mentioned the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Inna Allah inni iftaratu ala ummatika khamsa salawatin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have ordained 5 times salat upon your ummah. Wa ahidtu indi ahdan annahu man hafaza alayhinna li waqtihinna And I have taken and made a pledge and a covenant with myself that that person that safeguards, man hafaz alayhinna li waqtihinna, person that is regular, safeguards the salat, looks after the salat, li waqtihinna, is regular upon his salat, and he reads it upon his appropriate time. Show to us, not a matter of just reading the salat at any given time, no. To read the salat at the appointed time, the time that is fixed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we had mentioned previously that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had come down especially on two days to practically demonstrate to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to show him the times of salat. So to read the salat is appropriate time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, adkhaltuhu jannata fi ahdi. Because of my covenant and pledge that I have made, I will enter him into paradise. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَا أَهْدَ لَهُ. And a person that does not safeguard his salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no pledge for him, there is no covenant for him, there is no promise for him to enter into paradise. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this easy action, simple action of carrying out salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees enter into paradise. Imagine how simple it is. When a worldly person gives us some guarantee, we feel very secure looking at his status and position. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that adkhaltuhu al-jannah fi ahdi. I will enter him into paradise because of this covenant and pledge that I have made with myself. There is no other virtue except just this virtue, and this guarantee is sufficient for us to see that the salat is established in our lives. We all wish for paradise for ourselves, for our wives, for our children. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing it for us through salat. So we should make that, if you understand the meaning, the deep meaning of this hadith, then it will be very easy for us to make an attempt and to make an effort to establish salat in our wives, in our children, in our community, in our family, and everyone around us. Yet in another hadith that we had mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person that looks after his salat, then that salat will come on the day of judgment as a light for that person. It will be a nur for that person on the day of judgment. And salat nuran wa burhanan, and it will also be a proof and an argument in his favor. It will argue in his favor that, oh Allah, this person has established me. And it will intercede for that person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa najatan, and it will become a means of his deliverance from the fire of Jahannam, a means of his salvation from the fire of Jahannam, and he will enter into paradise, that person that carries out the salat and looks after the salat. We also find further promises by Allah and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith. We all concerned about the future. What is the real future of our lives? The future is this worldly life. Thereafter is the life of the qabr. Thereafter is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the hashr. Thereafter is crossing the bridge of sirat, and thereafter enter into paradise. This is the journey that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for every human being. Every human being that comes into this dunya, we have to pass these favors, these different phases of life. No person can say, I will remain in this dunya forever, or I will never go into the grave, or I will remain on the grave forever, or I will never stand up on the day of judgment, or I will not be there to receive my books, or I will never go over the bridge of sirat, or my ultimate decision, my ultimate result or consequent or destination not be jahannat or jahannam. No person can say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all these phases easy for us. All these phases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create ease for us in this dunya, this worldly life, in the grave, the life of the grave, and the life on the day of judgment, standing up on the day of judgment, the events that take place there, crossing the bridge of sirat and entering into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us and for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for entire humanity. And we all wish for that. What is the formula? What is the procedure to achieve that? What is the way and means of achieving that ease? It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whomsoever guards his namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors him with five favors. These five favors are so comprehensive that we cannot think of any favor even greater than this or after this that is lacking and remaining. For what? For the five daily salat. And what are those favors? These, for all the stages of our life, from our worldly existence right up to entry into paradise, is made easy for us, and all the things that we require for our salvation and najat is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most prime zarurat or necessity of us here in this dunya is our rozi and our sustenance. Mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yarfa'u anhu diqat aish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his worldly rozi easy for him. He's earning his livelihood becomes completely easy for him, that person that established the salat. This is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But look, on the conversely, we see that shaitan tells us, if you leave your businesses and come towards the masjid, then you will be failing. You will not be able to get your proper rosy, and you will be losing. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, yarfa anhu dhiq al-aish. The constraints of his sustenance and his rosy and livelihood are lifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Expansion is given to him in his rosy. His rosy is made easy for him. His sustenance is made easy for him if he establishes his 5 daily salat. Wa azab al qabr. And then thereafter he leaves this dunya and he goes into the grave. Then there, may Allah save us, make it easy for us all. There he is saved from the fire of, saved from the punishment of the grave. And these are facts that are mentioned by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is punishment in the grave. Azabul haqq, azabul qabr haqqun. This is the true and established fact that there is punishment in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various ahadiths even shows us those things that we should abstain from, those things that will cause the punishment in the grave. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those people that walk around and backbite people with the intention of breaking off relationship, etc., then they, and similarly those people that do not abstain from urine and do not remain pure and clean and park at all times, then they will be punished in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So the second favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from the punishment of the grave. And on the day of judgment, when the books of deed are given out, there will be only 2 categories of people, those that receive it in the right hands and those that receive it in the left hands. وَيُعْتِ اللَّهُ كِتَابَهُ فِي يَمِينِهِ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his book of deeds in his right hand. And the person that's given the book of deeds in his right hand, the Holy Quran tells us in so many verses, those people that are given the books of deeds in the right hand, their accounting will be very easy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their accountability will be very simple in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be others that will be rejoicing. They will say, "Ha, umukrawu kitabiya, come and see my book of deeds." And for them will be a very life full of bliss and happiness and comforts and pleasures. Thereafter, they will enter into paradise. Kulu washrabu, the ayats are in detail. Those people that are given the book of deeds in the right hand. That person that establishes his salat, this will be the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Similarly, we'll have to pass through the bridge of Sirat. And we heard on numerous occasions the details of the bridge. How long it is, how fine it is, and how long the distance is. وَيَمُرُّ عَلَى السِّرَاتِكَ الْبَرْقِ. Mentioned the hadith, that person who establishes 5 daily salat, he will cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. With the speed of lightning, in a flash of a moment, he will cross from one side to the other side, and beneath it is the fire of Jahannam, and when he crosses it, he will enter into paradise. And thereafter, وَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The fifth favor for that person that establishes his salat is that he will enter into paradise without any reckoning. Without any reckoning and without any accountability, he will enter into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor him with this great favor just by him establishing the salat. So we worried about the future. This is the real future. Or these are the stages of the future that every person of ours, our wives, our children, our families, our parents, and every human being has to pass through these various stages. And this is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, that these are the favors for us if we establish our salat. Now let us question ourselves, how much emphasis or how much effort should we be making, or how much we should emphasize this order of salat in our wives, in our children. It has become very pathetic, may Allah forgive us all, that we find that we don't even bat an eyelid when the son and daughter, young son and young daughter, don't read namaz for any reason whatsoever. They're unmindful of their salat. There's no sickness. All the ni'mats are there. The facilities are available. They have the knowledge of salat. They said sheer laziness or indifference towards salat, this great order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us is a pillar of deen. And whomsoever establishes it, establishes the entire deen. It will become a means of establishing the entire deen. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised paradise with. And وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَا أَهْدَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those people that don't safeguard it, then there's no promise for that person to enter him into paradise. How serious is this warning in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And what is our indifference to this? My son does not read namaz. Ma'azallah, attitude is, doesn't matter. As long as he goes to the shop, as long as he does not abuse the car, as long as he's looking after my funds, he doesn't read his salat, so what? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Such a serious sin, like we had mentioned, like losing his entire wealth and losing his entire family. It's time that we turn our attention to this great order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have established it, alhamdulillah, it is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should not remain complacent and stay there only. We should extend this order and see that it is established in the house, in the family of my wife, in my life of my children, especially the young children. There's a number of youth we find that don't read namaz in the close vicinity of our masjid in this area. People are indifferent towards salat. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the order that command your family, your wife and children to read salat and wastabir aliha, and you also remain constant upon it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes a dua, Rabbi ja'alni muqim salati wa min dhurriyati. Oh Allah, make me from those people that establish the salat, and from my family make it so that they also establish salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and understanding of this great order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the concern and worry for our wives and for our children, and also for the people around us, how we should establish the salat. One is, I am very punctual, alhamdulillah. This is the ni'mat and fazl and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the sahaba that shall we be destroyed or shall we perish when there are pious people amongst us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, when vice becomes predominant. When vice becomes predominant, even those people that are pious, they also don't get saved. It's mentioned in the riwayat that when punishment comes down, then those people that are frequenting the masjid, they are saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you find that they are predominantly those people that are not reading the salat, then there is fear that when punishment will come down, it will engulf all the people around them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding to establish the salat in our lives, and also to make a concerted effort to establish it in our wives and families and the ummah at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.